Hi everyone, this is Sunny Harris, and I'm going to talk about current market signals using my Sunny Bands indicator. I developed Sunny Bands 36 years ago. I've been trading for 43, and I developed Sunny Bands, Diane, 36 years ago, and I've been using it ever since, and I've never changed anything in it. My passion, besides trading, of course, because that's really my passion, is to help beginners and intermediate traders. So this talk is for people who have not yet become wildly successful, but would like to, people who have not traded much and want to learn, and folks who want to improve their trading results. I love to work with people who are willing to learn and can dramatically improve their results. I love to see people. I love it when, well, one of my students called me back and said, I just turned 25,000 into 2 million. So you know, I love to hear that. I love to teach and mentor and do consulting. So here's my phone number. It's the top of my website, which is moneymentor.com. And it's at the bottom of every one of these slides. Also, these slides are on my website for anybody that would like to download them. All you have to do is go to moneymentor.com and click on appearances. So it's important that you know before I say anything about it that you should only trade with risk capital. Do not trade with real money, especially in the beginning, and know that you can lose some or all of it. Also, hypothetical performance results have limitations, which mainly is the trades never happen. So please read this carefully. It's on my website at the bottom of every page. It has a link to the disclaimer. Past performance is not a predictor of future results. All investing involves risk of loss, and individual investments may vary. The examples provided may not be representative of typical results. Your capital is at risk when you invest. You can lose some or all of your money. Never, never risk more than you can afford to lose. And here's how you get to the disclosures. So I'm Sunny Harris. I'm going to tell you exactly how I trade every day and have for 43 years with my very own indicators. I don't use store-bought ones. I use stuff I programmed myself and understand intimately. So I have Sunny Bands, my dynamic moving average histogram, that's what that stands for, and it says and why, and this is supposed to read who's on top. Sorry about that. So DMA and who's on top, and I don't hold anything back. I just tell you all about it. So I'm going to introduce myself in a little bit, but right now I'm going to look at some charts. This is Tesla yesterday. I made all my charts yesterday, so you can see I've got a blue line that goes from here to here. That's a buy. And a red line that goes from here to here, that's a sell. So you can see this sell went from that red line all the way over to this blue bar where it went long. Now, how do I do that? Good question. I'm reading my Sunny Bands, which are the green lines on either side of price. And then I've got the dynamic moving average, which is gold and purple. And it's in the middle of the band. So I read the bands like this. Uh-oh, that's not right. So I have green... blue bars in this case going up and above the band. I have one red one that comes down inside, and the second one is the confirmation. So this is the confirmation. It says take the trade, and the trade actually happens on the next bar. You can only write in easy language, you can only write buyer sell orders for next bar, not this bar. All right, so then we go down, 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 down. We want one blue, that's not right, one blue, that's not right. And here we have a blue that becomes the buy signal. This is where I took it. Purple on top, however, I often see the price go just to the dynamic moving average, the DMA in the center, and then not go higher. I also, looking at my histogram, which is the purple and green, you see this, and gold and red over here. The gold and red tell me that I'm looking for long trades until they turn red, like this. When that turns red, and I've got a corresponding signal on the Sunny Bands above, then I go short. So that's confirmation. As long as they're above the zero line, that means it's gold on top. When it crosses under and goes under the zero line, that means purple's on top. So I have purple bars getting longer, 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 longer. And then they turn green, telling me start thinking about long signals. So we get over here and we get the long signal. And you can see that these bars have gotten shorter and shorter and shorter, which tells me that they're about to turn gold. So when this turns gold, Tesla's moving up. I've got one more indicator on this chart, and this is called slope. It's the slope of the dynamic moving average, which you can see across here is flat. See how that's flat on the DMA? And I come down here, and it signals me that it's flat by painting the zero line yellow. So those yellow dots that are down there tell me it's flat. And then when it changes, I know it's got slope to it. So I only trade things with positive or negative slope. I don't trade things that are flat. Keeps me out of some really bad trades. NVIDIA, here's another one. And you can see we've got a buy signal that came up way over here, and we held NVIDIA all the way to here. Here's a red bar coming inside the band. Second red bar confirms, and we go, and then we lose some money. So there's a losing trade for you, and they do happen. And so this is the buy signal. And you can see that as of yesterday, NVIDIA is still moving up. And in fact, it's even more today. It's up, what do I say, 32 points. Wow, I need to update this chart. Here's another one of my holdings is Walmart. And you can see this green line, it's a 3-for-1 split. So I keep that on my chart so I'll know where that happened. Again, blue bar comes up into the sunny bands. We go long. Here we just ride through it because gold's still on top and it's flat. Keep riding, 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 riding until we get this crazy looking bar that has a gap and then comes down. So we've got Walmart there. And then here we have the split. And right here is the sell sit. Now, I know if anybody has questions, let me go to the chat here. If anybody has questions, feel free to ask them because, you know, I've been using Sunny Bands for 36 years. I'm pretty much used to it now. I might go too fast. So this is a chart of Google, but this one's 15 minutes. And I wanted to show you that Sunny Bands look the same. So I'll get to Tesla for asking. So this goes up to the Sunny Bands. It's the same thing, whether it's 15 minute, 5 minute, 1 minute, daily, weekly, monthly. It doesn't matter. Sunny bands are sunny bands. So they work on any symbol and any time frame. And you can see right here is here's the buy signal and the buy entry right here. When we go up, we get a sell signal and a sell entry right here. So we make the profit right here. And again, we've got the who's on top is the gold and purple dots at the bottom. And I use that for times like right here at the far right side of the chart. You can see those lines are so close together, it's hard to see which is on top, purple or gold. So we can look down here and see it's above the zero line, so gold's on top. But the dots I had down there so that it would tell me who's on top, purple or gold. When they turn lavender instead of purple, that tells me that the DMA is flat up there. So I've got a lot of clues to a lot of information. So look at the what's hot. Let's look at the Magnificent Seven for a minute. Sorry about that. So the E-mini, Apple, Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Tesla. So we will look at Tesla. So here's the E-mini. It's the S&P 500. And you can see current signal on this is short because we've got a red candle within the band. But gold is on top, and it would only move down to the gold DMA. So right in here, it's looking pretty flat, and price is going to drop to that level. This was yesterday's Apple. Now, that's a little different. It's not just straight going up all the time. Apple is kind of a cyclical stock. 1, 2, 4, 5 bars. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 bars. So you can see that it's kind of symmetrical. It's up and down, up and down. It's got this. This is good for a swing trader. Very good for a swing trader. It's not yet an investment. Amazon. Here we have Amazon staying above the gold line of the DMA the whole time. So from, I don't have the left of this chart in there because this isn't live. But from some time ago, we got long Amazon and are still hold. Google, we've got a messy stock here too. You can see it goes up, gives a sell signal here and a sell execution here, which I didn't take because it was too far gone and it started going back up. This, you know, this was this huge short gap right here, took all the profit. That's what I meant by that. So now we've got green going up, hits the DMA, comes back down, hits the lower band, comes back up, hits the DMA, goes back down. So that's a good swing trading one as well. Meta, which is just up, 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 has now, you can see this, it has a red bar on top of the bands, red bar within the bands. That's the, so I don't know, see what happened to Meta. And purple's on top, purple is below the zero line on the histogram with this little purple bar hanging down there. And who's on top shows that in Meta is up 6 points, 6.56 points. So that sell signal was negated from yesterday. Microsoft, it's doing pretty well, but it's kind of stagnated here at this level. So we can see that we've got gold on top. We've got the entry signal on the trigger right there. It goes up, scares us a little bit as it comes down to the flat DMA, but we know gold is still on top, so we stay long. And we go long up here. Here's the sell signal. There's the sell trigger, but it's already down to the DMA, so I'm not going to bother with that. I'm still long. And in fact, I held long through this down move here. Even though I probably shouldn't have, by the rules, I should have gotten out at this red bar. This would be the place that you get out of that short. I'm sorry, get out of that long. I'm looking at this thinking that's not right. So we got one red bar. That's the signal already to the DMA, so we don't take it. This bounces and comes back up here, and now I'm scared, so I get out and take the profit. I'd still, after 43 years, get nervous trading. I think you should. I think it's respectful to do that. Big, powerful machine that we're dealing with. This is the buy signal for NVIDIA. We had a little sell right there, and then we've got a buy signal at the bottom of this, and it continues on up. Sunny bands make life easy, and here's Tesla. So the clue to this is gold dots on who's on top, gold bars above the zero line, and we've already touched this line down here. Now, I love Tesla. I love to trade it, but I don't think right now is the time to buy it unless you're a bottom fisher and want to watch it go down and then try to pick a bottom. But that's pretty dangerous stuff. So I'm waiting for more information on this one, whether to buy more or not. And again, I'm looking for, price trumps everything. So what's price doing? You have to read into the price while you read the indicators. It just alerted me to this move in the market. Sorry about that. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to, where is the, I'm just, okay, sorry about that interruption. So we have, well, and you can see I'm a real trader. That was my trading screen. So we have it coming down. I think Tesla has some more room on the downside, but I am looking to buy again. Here's Microsoft. This one's on a 15-minute chart. So you can see how it behaves on a 15. Sunny bands is sunny bands, no matter the symbol or the time frame. You can see here, purple's on top, and it's riding, price is riding the outer band. This is the lower outer band. And it comes down here like this, and then we get the buy signal right here. So it's good intraday, it's good daily, it's good anything. Oh, and if anybody here wants a free trial of my sunny bands and these other indicators, if you have trade, so it's free for 7 days. If you have TradeStation, all of these work. If you have NinjaTrader, only the sunny bands and this histogram work on NinjaTrader. Sorry about that, Phil. So if you want a free trial, text me at my phone, which is right down here, 760-908-3070. That's my cell phone. I actually answer it. So text me the word free. 760-908-3070. Text me the word free and I'll set you up the free trial. Dynamic moving average. Now this is, Sunny Bands is built completely around the DMA. I already told you that. They all work on any symbol, any time frame. So I'm going to show you why I programmed Sunny Bands and the dynamic moving average, which is the key to it all. So the DMA contains special mathematics that, now I have a PhD in math, so I can do some equations for you. But this thing changes its lengths. You know, so a moving average will have default values of 9 and 18 for the long and short moving averages. This one calculates its own lengths with every tick of the market. So it's really dynamic. Some people call them adaptive, but I haven't found an adaptive moving average that does what this one does. And then I have an indicator called PHW that shows me my potential hourly wage. It's the yellow dots you saw on the charts that mark the ideal turning points. And then it calculates how much money you could have made. It takes 60% of that amount and says that's how much you really could make because you're not going to get all the highs and all the lows. So that's PHW. And I've got others. So we're going to go through. Some people say I have a lot of data on my charts, a lot of indicators. And then I've had others say that I only have what I need on my chart. So it's a personal thing, and I'm used to my indicators. So I write them for my own trading, period. I do make them available, but I primarily wrote them for myself. PHW, who's on top, and slope. That's the slope of the dynamic moving average. Now I'm going to tell you a little about me. I'm Sunny Harris, mathematician, programmer, trader, and author. I am a professional trader for 43 years. I trade futures, stocks, and crypto. I don't trade options. So I'm going to tell you a little bit and show you how I trade. So I've been trading through since 1981 through the 41% crash of 1987, which was a lot of fun. The 38% crash of 2000, the 52% crash of there's another error, crash of 2007 to 2008, as well as the 38% COVID crash a couple years ago. There's always another trade. You know, if you miss the crash, come back. There'll be another one. So I trade the S&P 500 futures contract and 1 in 5 minute charts. That's what I do all day long. And it's said to be the most difficult market to trade, but I don't know the difference because I've been doing it for my whole career. I do have long-term stock holding. That's a week or more to me. And I have cryptocurrency. But today I'm going to show you how I trade Sunny Bands and my DMA in fast markets and my compounding spreadsheet called Ultimate F, which is something that hasn't been seen before. I haven't presented it. You can get, if you sign up on the Sunny Side of the Street, I write a technical newsletter. I spend my Saturday and Sunday writing it, and it goes out on Sunday night. You send SSS to me, I'll get that to you. It costs a little bit per month. And I explain what my indicators is telling me on 15 different markets. So there's 15 things to that I analyze there for you every Sunday night. If you can't find it, email me, sunny@moneymentor.com, or click above. These slides, like I said, will be on moneymentor.com for members. Okay, so I posted this PHW already on my website. Oh, and I have a podcast. I interview famous and legendary traders and get to know them as people with my friend Sam Tennis. So Sunny Harris Show, free podcast. It's mostly on Spotify. It's a free podcast featuring the legends. And you can see all of them if you click on this link that says podcast. So Larry Williams, Jake Burstein, Steve Nissen, Linda Raschke, Dr. Alexander Elder, Cynthia Case, Sherm McClellan, which was a delight, inventor of the McClellan Oscillator, Carolyn Baroden, Greg Morris, lots and lots. We've got 42 or 49 that we've done already, and they're a lot of fun to listen. This is what Sunday Side of the Street looks like, this Sunday night's issue. And you can see it's like that, and of course, the whole thing's a web page, so you scroll down. And twice I've been rated number one CTA, and it was using Sunny Bands and my Dynamic Moving Average. And you can see right here, right at the top, number one. And this is, I call it TAS, Trade Along with Sunny. This is the performance chart through today. We've been trading now for 10 weeks. So in 10 weeks, we've made $14,000 an hour each morning. So it's really worth it to subscribe to Trade Along with Sunny. Everybody that's in is enjoying it. We have a lot of fun. We trade, they trade while I'm trading, they do their own thing, and I talk through how the Sunny Bands are panning out and what I think I see coming. So it's a daily live trading room, 9 a.m. Pacific every trading day for 1 hour. Here are my credentials. I grew up dirt poor in Appalachia, that's enough. I have 3 degrees in math, 1 in telecommunications, and I've taken courses at Stanford, Wharton, and UCLA. I've been programming for 55 years and 43 years trading. I was a systems programmer for Lockheed, and I helped found with some friends of mine a little company called ISCO, which was the world's leader in computer graphics software. And then I retired from that company when I was 30, and I gave my money to money managers, and they lost $75,000 short weeks. And I said, I can take that back. That's my money, and I can do that for you on my own. So I taught myself to trade. I read and read and read and read. And now I've read 747, but I didn't enter a single trade for the first year of watching the market. Now, they didn't have anything back then like sim trading. They didn't even, when I started, they didn't. We did all of our charts by hand. And during that time, I created a magazine, a Trader's Catalog and Resource Guide, which was a monthly magazine for 8 years before computers. I think I quit that magazine the day that I put Money Mentor on the web. And I think it was September 1985. I've written 5 best-selling trading books, they are, and 1 extra book with my friend Linda Blair, the actress. And Sam and I, in September, released The Definitive Guide to TradeStation's Easy Language and OOEL Programming. Take a deep breath. Okay, and I've written articles for all the magazines. These are the covers to my books, so you can see. I tried to make them simple so people wouldn't be afraid of trading. And then this one, TradeStation Made Easy, is if you want to learn TradeStation in easy language, that's the book. And then with Murray Ruggiero, I wrote Using Easy Language 9.S, and that's the magazine. And going, Linda, and this is what Sam and I read in September, the one with the long title. It's 1,300 pages as well. So all the information you need is in it. I'm just going to race through these. I've been rated by lots of things, and everybody can say that. But if you want to look at this slide later, you can. And this is on my website, moneymentor.com, quips and quotes. So you can read what people say about my software and my services. You just go up to the top of the menu bar and click on quips. And everybody has a Facebook page. I've got one of those too. And I do post things of interest to people. And I also post from time to time free prediction. So I'll do a prediction if I think something's happening. I'm not going to do predictions every day on Facebook, but when I think something's critical, then I do. You can go to my Facebook page. You can just search for Sunny Harrison. You'll find it. You can subscribe to Sunny Side of the Street. That's the Sunday night newsletter. And I do Trade Along with Sunny every morning at 9 a.m. And I've got customers all over the world. So don't hesitate to call me from Australia, or we got one the other day from Romania. So I answer the phone. Now I'm going to tell you how to make a six-figure income. Let's say $120,000 a year, because I know where I'm going with this, but that's a six-figure income, right? So if you want to make that trading, you can't just put that out in the air. I want to make $120,000 a year. It won't happen. So you have to break it down into baby steps. If you divide that by 12 months, you get $10,000 a month. Now that's still, to most novice traders, seems pretty amazing. It's a hard target to get, but $10,000 a month, 20 trading days in a month, is just $500 a day. It's fairly trivial to make $500 a day. The S&P, I'm going to show that in just a minute. So $500 a day is five trades at $100 each. You can make five trades in a trading day and make $100 each. That's $120,000 a year. And there's usually $1,000 to $3,500 per day potential in the S&P going both long and short. So there's plenty of money there to be made, but it's a matter of capturing. So I'm going to break down exactly how I trade, and we're going to look at a couple of images, slides with charts on them. They're really not complex, although they might look that way in the beginning to you. Color coding keys me into action. So I keep everything the same color on my charts across computers, and I look at the colors to get a real quick assessment of what's going on. This is the chart of the Dow, just a plain old chart. And I don't know how to see how to trade that, because once you can see it in hindsight, you can say, oh yeah, I would have done that. I would have done that. But it's really hard to see it as it's building. So that, to me, that chart doesn't tell you much. In fact, it kind of looks scary. Are we going down, or is this the bottom and we're going up? I'm going to turn around. What's high and what's low? That's, you know, they say buy low, sell high, but you know, you have to know what's high and what's low. So the first thing I do, let me look, why not pull SPY up if you talked about profit potential? I talked about the profit potential of the ES, and I did have it up earlier, and I'll bring it up again. And Sunny Bands, no, I'm sorry, does not work on TradingView. It works on TradeStation, MultiCharts, and Ninja. So the first thing I do is I put this little indicator right here that draws a dot at current price. See, it's right there, and it's separated out by price so it's distinguishable. It's blue if the market's going up, or whatever color your bars are. So it's, in this case, it's blue for up, gray for sideways, and red for down. So see, color coding. I can just glance over there and see what color that little dot is. And I always add Fibonacci lines. As you can see here, I draw them in light blue to keep them in the background. But now you can see something. You draw a Fibonacci from the low to the high, and you can see right through here, we're stumbling around at this price, we stumble at that price, we stumble again at this price. Over and over again, the Fibonacci lines are great projection. And then I add something I call attractors. Now, I call anything that attracts price to it an attractor. And you can see here, I've drawn some orange lines, and these horizontal lines, this one went on first, and I call this the preponderance of price. So you have to kind of eyeball it and find out where that goes. But if you look over here, you can see it hits it again. Here it goes above it and comes back below and back above and back below and then back above. And then it hits this attractor, which came from this line, and gets stumbly around there. And then it goes up again And these here, the Fibonacci lines and the attractors, you can see get hit over and over. Trend lines are also attractor. Look at how price is performing here with respect to this trend line that's diagonal. See, it hits it and hits it and hits it and hits it. And then I add Sunny Bands and the histogram and slope and who's on top, and I'm done. And that's what my chart looks like. So I built it for you with the Fibonacci lines and the attractors. Sunny Bands is on top of all that, and that's where I'm watching. And that's the Dow. So let's see if we find the ES in a minute. I can go live if we have time, if you need to. So let's see here. This is the histogram at the bottom. It measures the difference between the gold and purple line. So you can see between the line here on the DMA, you can see it's fairly wide, and here it's narrow. That's reflected down here in the histogram. So you can see where it's narrow, these little bars are short, and where it's wide, the bars are much taller. And you can tell that if it's getting ready to turn, because it turns red and the bars get shorter. That's the histogram. So now I can see something on that chart. That makes it easy. I added a tractor. They're not just support and resistance. Trend lines are attractors. Moving averages are attractors. I have a little indicator called the recession indicator that's an attractor. And Fibonacci lines are attractors as well. So are Elliott waves. So is GAN work. So let's go a little farther. Here we have Sunny Bands. This, I think, is an older chart. I can't see what the date of it is. But let's go back one. And I don't have the yellow dots on. So let's go forward and see. Potential hourly wage. And it draws yellow dots on my chart. And it asks the question, can you make more by trading than by working for an hourly wage? You know, if I can't make more trading than at an hourly wage of McDonald's, I need to be working at McDonald's. So the dots are the ideal turning points. And of course, we can't be perfect. You're not going to catch all of them. So I take 60% of the ideal as my goal. There's the yellow dots. And you can see they pretty much show up at the perfect times. And this is a back-looking indicator. It's not a forward-looking indicator. You can't get a yellow dot down here at this point in time. You can only get it after the market has retraced whatever the percentage is you put in. So after the market's retraced that amount, then you get the yellow dot. What I use them for is research, because it tells me, does this particular symbol have the opportunities to make good trades? Or is this symbol just flat or just straight up or something? In order to get yellow dots, we have to have motion. We have to have movement from up to down to get yellow dots. And I'm always looking for tradables. I have a big, it's like a spreadsheet. It's called Radar Screen, that I list all my stocks in, and I look at their PHW and see, is this one tradable or is this one just stagnant? It alerts me to stocks. So now if you went buy and hold at the beginning of 2020, sorry, and you sold at the end, you could make $34,000. That's buy and hold. But if we use the PHW and take 60% of ideal on the same chart, it's $327,000. That makes a big difference. Same chart, trading instead of investing. And that's why I do it. Here I had a chart of Ethereum, and I spread it out so you could see it. And you can see we're in this terrible sideways period through this entire yellow rectangle. And when we broke out of the rectangle, I think everybody knows what Ethereum and Bitcoin are doing today. Bitcoin's up 5,350 points to 67,800. And I trade Ethereum, but you can trade whichever one you want, but it applies to that as well. If you buy and hold on Ethereum, you make $1,000 over the period that's on that chart, versus if you trade it, you make 23,000. Big difference. Of course, that assumes that you're a successful trader. But that's what we're going for, right? That's what we want to get to. And it was on a daily chart. Now, if we did this and for one share, if we did the same thing on a 15-minute, that would give us a different value. So this Tesla, we're going to look at that again. And this time with Tesla, if you'd done the buy and hold, it would have been $237 per share. But with trading, you can make it $2,000 per share. And again, this is the 60% value, not the ideal value. There's your ES for you. Thank you for your patience. All right. So again, here are the yellow dots for PHW. And you can see how we're channeling as this Sunny Bands moves down. And then we have Sunny Bands moving up again and above the gold and purple lines. So as long as it's above the DMA, now this is a long-term thing, this daily. And what do we got right? Well, the Dow's kind of down, so I don't have a long-term chart of the ES on my computer. But it looks to me like It may stumble a few days, but then it's going to continue on up, depending on the news, of course. So if you bought the S&P 500, you'd make $31.55, and trading it, you could make $35.61 per share. And there it is again. PHW amount equals 60% of the ideal from the yellow dots. Here's an investor's chart on the ES, and this is daily, and that's how an investor would look at this. An investment from the left hand all the way to this top yellow dot, 31.55. That's what I just showed you. In a trader's view of the same chart, we've got these trades coming in, and these are all called by Sunny Bands. They're all Sunny Bands trades. So with that, you make 35,000. It's a big difference. My indicators work on any symbol, on any time frame. Here they are in the 15-minute ES. That's an older chart, though. I didn't replace it last night. I'm reading a comment here. Sorry for interrupting. When your slide of 120K breakdown, I thought I read something like there was a daily profit potentials of 1,000 to 5. No, I'm not in SPY option. In the E-mini futures contract. E-mini futures contract's what I trade. And there's moves every day that can yield between $1,000 and $3,500 trading one contract. Okay. If you had that question, someone else did as well. So that's good you brought it up. This is the same ES with 5-minute chart. See, and I've got another indicator. Of course, I have an indicator for that. With the blue and magenta, that's nighttime. And the red and the green, that's daytime. So I can see what the overnight session is doing easily without having to figure out when the open was. So this just automatically colors bars for me. And here it is on a 1-minute ES chart. Now, you can see that there's plenty of movement back and forth. And that's where the 35,000 comes from, is the movement. So how do you know in 1982 to buy Apple and hold for 40 years? Well, you don't. But I look at my Sunny Bands, the histogram, and my PHW indicators, and it really does a good job of calling these things out. It's not perfect, not at all. We had some losses today, and that happened. But all in all, it's the only thing I have found that works like this. So again, I think I'll just read that to you. Let's see. Come on. The Sunny Bands is another offshoot of my dynamic moving average, and I told you that. So it allows me to investigate excursions from the DMA, and they're both favorable and adverse excursions. So the bands are average true ranges away from the dynamic moving average, which is constantly changing as price ticks come in, and I base the bands on that average true range. They're not Bollinger Bands. I get asked that almost every time. He uses standard deviations away from a simple moving average. Standard deviations tell the market where it should go. And the simple moving average is the one with the most whipsaw. So my DMA is smooth and it dances seamlessly with the market and it's constantly changing its inputs. So average true ranges, as opposed to standard deviations, ask the market where it has been and is going. Simple moving average. Here we have two on this chart of Apple. You can see why I don't like them right here. Crossover, 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 and crossover. So I'm looking for these two moving averages to cross over and back. And you can see that by the time they cross over, the move's typically about a halfway over. It's not halfway over on this chart. There's a long time to go from, but that's just the last few. I have my own moving averages, which are simple moving averages, but what I did is put in code so that the blue line, you see it, it's off the chart here, but there's a greater than symbol and then the value of the blue line, which in this case was 21. So a 21 moving average has a label beside it that tells you whether it price is greater than or less than and what the length of it was. But with moving averages give you late signals and whipsaw. Here it is again, one here, one here, one over here, another one over here. And I found by the school of hard knocks that the whipsaws will kill you. You can catch the trends and then you get in the middle of these whipsaw periods and you give most of your money back. So I didn't want to give my money back. I wanted to keep it. And so I invented this strange moving average. You see the gold and purple lines now? That's the middle of my Sunny Bands. And you can see how they move apart when price gets flat and they get closer when we're in a trend. So this is just my dynamic moving average on, what is this, Apple on a 15-minute chart. You can surely tell the difference between those two. It's unique, and there are two things about it. It's unlike anyone else's moving average. Now, I've looked at everybody that has them and all the books that have them and stuff on TradeStation, and I found that there's not another one that calculates this one. like this one. Sorry, my DMA calculates its own links dynamically, and that's why I call it dynamic moving average. On top of that, the market moves about as much as it usually moves. It doesn't really usually break out from its average true ranges. So I measure how it usually moves. And here are the rules. When the market is going up, in this case, blue candles, and gets above the upper outer sunny band and turns red and dips below, I go short. Now, you saw me much earlier show you where the candles go up and then turn around and come. One candle down is the signal. One more candle down is the trigger. So I go short when the market's going down on red candles. When it gets below the lower outer band and turns blue and pops above the lower outer band, then I go long. And that's the crux of everything right there. Now, as with anything, you can learn the basic rules and then you can get into doing some fancy things that are a little more complex. Here's one, for instance. You can see here that the red lines are shorts, blue lines are longs, red lines are shorts, and these are trades marked on this Apple on a weekly chart. You can see it's got plenty of swings to make trades from. Apple's one of those you don't want to just buy at the beginning and hold. What instrument are you using? ES. Yes, and I don't trade option. Thank you. Okay, so here's a swing trader's chart on a 15-minute look at it, and a day trader's chart. Five-minute chart would just be up and down, up and down, up. And you can see how the sunny bands call out these turns over and over and over again. So the same, the investor made $168 per share. That's the PHW. And a trader made $299 per share. So quite a difference to be a trader versus an investor. The day trader, however, trading intraday, made $610 per share. Now, these are hypothetical traders, of course, but if you'd started with 100 shares and the investor made 16,800 and the trader made 29,000, so now it's looking more like a living, and the day trader made 61,000, hypothetically. In the same amount of time, the starting value of 47 cents for Apple in 1981, and at the time of this writing, the price was 156. Today, it's 168. The investor would have made 399% starting in 1981, and the trader made $635,000 at 5%, 635%. The day trader could make $1,200, 1,200%. That's not a dollar sign. 1,200% is pretty fantastic, and that's why I'm both a trader and an investor. Is this possible? I mean, is this theoretical or possible? It's yes and no is the answer. You cannot catch all the moves. You're not going to. No one does. So you can catch about 60% of each move when you're trading, and that's what's reflected in my PHW. But an investor must sit through long periods of scary negative markets. So if you're just going to buy and hold, it can get real scary around one of those 30% crashes where I talked about. And a trader can also go short, whereas I don't short my stocks. I just buy them and sell them. So if I get a short signal, I get out of that stock. But if you're going to buy and hold forever, you've got to sit through some really scary years. So I wrote up a little four-page summary of Sunny Band's rules, and you can have access to it also just by going to my website. These are the basic rules. Long, red, when I enter long, when red candles are moving downward, like this figure right here, and turn blue and move back up inside the band. So here's blue ones going up, and you have to wait, of course, for price to confirm everything. And then we ignore the flat DMA right there, and it goes up some more. If there are blue candles moving upward, like on this or over here on this one, and touch the upper outer band and turn red, first candle's the signal, first candle's the trigger, second candle's where you actually place it. So we got blue going up, one red coming down, that's the signal or the trigger, and then the signal is on this second one. I just recently named them signal and trigger, so I'm not used to it yet. If the midline is flat, that is the angle is visually sideways. And you can see in this little chart of Sunny Band's right there how it's sideways, purple and gold and the midline in the middle, and it's flat. So I don't expect price to move very far beyond the midline, especially if it's moving up and purple's on top. I'll get out at the DMA almost every time. So it often acts not only as you would expect, but it also acts as a barrier to further price moves. Third set of rules is if golden is on top and you have a positive slope, stay long until gold is penetrated. So you can see right over here on the right, this is where it got broken. But in the meantime, we've been long right there, there. We've been long since right here. So it's a lot of profit on that chart. If the purple is on top and we've got negative slope, we're going to stay short until the purple's penetrated right here. So with purple on top, I'm looking for short-term trades that go up to the DMA and back. That's it. With long-term, with the gold on top, I'm looking for excursions up, back to the DMA, up. Here it tried for the DMA and couldn't make it, so that told me that it was very strong. I give, if anybody wants to get a free trial of my indicators, just text free to my phone number. But I do Zoom calls with you. So we get on Zoom for 30 or 40 minutes, and I look at your computer and help you install the indicators. In fact, I do a white glove installation, and you don't have to do a thing but watch. And I explain what I'm doing. And then I explain how I use Sunny Bands, and we look at it on your computer in the real market. And then I do a second, during the 7-day free trial, do a second Zoom call where we look at the live market together. I show you what I see, and you can show me what you see and ask all the questions. I don't know another vendor that does personal installation and two Zoom sessions. So let's look at the S&P 500 futures, gold, and crude here for a minute. Here's the E-mini, and let me put it real quick on this chart up here at ES, and we'll see what it's doing right now. I'll give you not only yesterday's information, but latest, greatest today. Oh, well, didn't like my at sign, ES. Okay, so in the meantime, while it's loading, I'll do that. And this is gold. This is from last night, and you can see it's been going up, 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 and it's even up more today. I think it's up another 11 points or something. Let's see, yep, 11.1. So that's been a good investment. Oil, same thing, except this one goes up and down and up. I'm expecting some lower prices in here, but I could be very easily fooled on this one. It could continue to go up, depending on any embargoes we have or any shipping problems, which are extant. So I don't know that it's going to just be a trader's market, so it can go up and down and up and down, or whether it's going to go on up. So now let's look at PHW just a minute on radar screen. A radar screen looks like an Excel spreadsheet. So if you want to know which symbol has the most potential to make profit and which ones we should trade, I look at the symbol, whatever interval I want, and then I sort by PHW, and I can see which one makes the most money. Of these three, clearly the S&P is where to trade. Crude doesn't make much at all, and gold does pretty well. So of course I trade the one with the most profit. There's only one reason to trade, and that's to make money. It's not about excitement. It's not about challenge. It's not about supplementing your income. When you trade, you have to be an expert at it. You have to be really good and really focused. And this is, I hear this now and then. If you trade, why do you sell indicators, do consulting, still trade? I've had people tell me I should retire because I'm so old. I've been asked many times. And I do it because it's my way of giving back. I've done very well over the years, and I like to help people do well. I like to give back to the industry that's been so kind to me, and I enjoy it. I do it every day, and I thoroughly love it, and I still like making money. So I'm going to do a real fast run through Ultimate F because I'm almost out of time. So if you have a profitable series of trades, it's possible with compounding to greatly magnify the profit. I call it Ultimate F. My jumping off ground was Ralph Vince's Optimal F. And Ralph and I are friends, and he said, yes, I could call mine Ultimate F. I found an error in his equations. And here's my performance on the trade along with Sunny, trading 5 contracts of the ES. In 1 hour every morning, I used double the margin in my account, and here are the results so far. So that's, what, $14,000 in 9 or 10 weeks, something like that. And yes, I lose too. You can see this flat period right here. I went down $39 or $38 that day and $300 this day, and then I got back on track. A week, I mean, not day. So yes, I have losses too. I'm human. And here are the trades from the live trading room. You can see what the spreadsheet looks like. And this is the equity curve for those trades. And now I'm going to show you the equity curve with my Ultimate F formulas attached. So the blue is down here now, and you can see the red is the compounded result. So instead of almost, let's say 50,000. So at 50,000, come on, And the compounded one goes up to 200,000. And so you add to your contracts as you're winning, and you decrease your contracts as you're losing, and it's constantly telling you how many to trade on the next contract. And that's what degrees in math will do for you. And I'm going to speed through this. I think you've been asking your question. I love it when you ask questions while on the fly like that, because then I know exactly what you're asking it about. My trading room, you talked about the performance and nuts and prices. Yes, the live trading room, you subscribe and then come to my Zoom room. No, I don't hold overnight, not with the E-mini. I do hold overnight in stocks, but not in the E-mini. Too much can happen. It can get too wild, and I'm not interested. So there's no such thing as a stupid question. If it comes to you, it probably comes to somebody else. So speak up, let me know. There's my moneymentor.com, and you can see all the right at the top there are all the pull down menus. Lots of stuff. I have over 1,000 pages in this website. So all my stuff's here. I keep everything I know in the Money Mentor.